From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. Japan continues to deal with the aftermath of yesterday's earthquake and tsunami. One key concern now is a nuclear power plant that's been damaged. Japanese authorities are pumping seawater mixed with boron into the damaged nuclear reactor in Fukushima. As NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, it's an unusual tactic that indicates the main cooling system is still not sufficient.
Nuclear engineering experts in the U.S. say using seawater to cool a reactor may never have been tried before. Japanese engineers have been struggling for 2 days to get the freshwater cooling system to keep the reactor core from melting. But an explosion in the containment building suggests that the freshwater system overheated and produced explosive hydrogen gas. Nuclear officials say they are mixing boron with the seawater. Boron also helps dampen the nuclear reaction that produces heat in a reactor. Seawater has the advantage of being plentiful at the coastal power plant, but once seawater is pumped into the system, the plant will no longer be usable. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Officials are still trying to relieve pressure inside a building that's housing another reactor in the same complex. In Havana, a U.S. contractor has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for crimes against the Cuban state. The harsh sentence is likely to create new strains in U.S. relations with the island at a time when the Obama administration has been easing travel restrictions there. Nick Miroff reports from Havana.
Cuba's state media announced Alan Gross's guilty verdict coming a week after his two-day trial. The 61-year-old Maryland resident was working on a USAID contract when he was arrested by Cuban authorities in December 2009. Cuban judges found that Gross's efforts to set up satellite internet connections were part of a subversive plot to build communication networks outside the government's control. Prosecutors had been seeking a 20-year sentence, and Gross can appeal his punishment to Cuba's Supreme Court. The White House is calling the sentence an injustice and urging Gross's immediate release. U.S. officials in Havana insist he's simply an aid worker who was trying to give Cuba's Jewish community access to basic technology and information. For NPR News, I'm Nick Muroff in Havana.
A trip home to New York from a Connecticut casino proved deadly this morning for people on a tour bus. New York Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly says 14 passengers were killed when the bus driver slid sideways along a guardrail, then crashed into a reinforced sign pole.
The bus turned on its side, and as a result, the pole of the stanchion, in essence, cut the bus in half, causing everyone on the bus to be injured.
The crash happened just outside New York City on Interstate 95. The bus driver told police he lost control trying to avoid a swerving tractor trailer. It's time to spring forward for daylight saving time. Most of the nation will face 60 fewer minutes of shut-eye tonight, but on the horizon are months with an extra hour of evening sunlight. This is NPR. For a fifth week in a row, protesters continue to take to the streets of Algeria, calling for democracy and freedom. But as Eleanor Beardsley reports, today police in the Algerian capital quickly shut down the demonstration.
Police outnumbered the tiny group of demonstrators at least 10 to 1. They were almost immediately encircled, moved on, and broken up by a battalion of riot police. Though the demonstration lasted barely half an hour, protester Zan Belkacem says it was a success. Every week it's the same thing, he says, but we're going to keep showing up here until we rip democracy from them. Belkacem says demonstrators want an end to the country's regime. One political party has ruled Algeria since its independence from France in 1962. Opponents accuse the party of Algerian President Abdelaziz Bouteflika of corruption and rigging elections. While most Algerians say they have more personal freedom than most of their Arab neighbors, they say one-party rule has stifled the country and kept it behind. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Algiers, Algeria.
Dozens of farmers riding tractors are showing their support for union workers parading through the streets of Madison, Wisconsin. Also, they were shouting, "Recall Walker." Governor Walker signed into law yesterday a bill that curbs the collective bargaining rights of public workers. Pro-labor demonstrators now say they will focus their efforts at recalling the Republican lawmakers who backed the bill. One police official says today's protest in Madison rivaled those held in the Capitol during the Vietnam War. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.